Your Hometown Podcast, brought to you by Licking Knox Goodwill and the WCLT Radio Group.
I'm Wild Wally, and I love it when we get our surprise guests ringing the bat phone here in the studio. And today, it's the one and only Congressman Troy Balderson.
Yes, it is.
Well, there's a couple things I'd like to talk to you. First off, it's always a pleasure of talking firsthand our connection to Washington, D.C. I know that recently I'd like you to talk about what you were doing with Licking Heights High School.
It was a great opportunity for me to go over there and meet with some students talking about financial literacy. I think it's one of the things that, you know, we have slipped away from educating our students with. And, I used to do it as a, you know, private citizen before I was in politics, going to local junior high schools and high schools and talking about the importance of learning about how to manage your money.
Now, there's a lot of talk about Intel. That's exciting stuff, isn't it?
It's really exciting, Wally, and what a great opportunity for me to play a role in this, but also a great opportunity for the community. We've been working with the leaders. We're going to continue working with residents as we are right now and make sure that we do the best that we can do in this transition. I mean, everywhere you go in the congressional district or even throughout the state, and even when I go over to Washington, D.C., people talk about the new Silicon Heartland. So it's receiving national attention coming to Licking County, and I'm just very fortunate and blessed to have an opportunity to represent Licking County in the 12th Congressional District.
Firsthand, you see a lot of stuff we don't. Let's talk about gas prices, inflation. Everybody's feeling this in their wallet.
They are. And when I come back from D.C., I make my trek to the local Kroger store and Walmart. And, you know, you really know the effects when people are actually inside there and they say, hey, Troy, you know, look at the shelves here. They're you know, the supply issue that they're having. But the cost of meat and the cost of goods that they continue to pay for. My 83-year-old mother continually reminds me of that. But, you know, it's always a great time to go into those stores, not only to get my, you know, stuff that I need for my home when I'm home, but, you know, to also talk to the people and hear their concerns and issues and right there in the actual place where it's impacting them the most on their goods and the rising cost of those goods.
Troy, give us an update how things are for you in D.C.
You know, I mean, we continue to do the battles and deal with what we're dealing with here, the supply chain, the rising energy prices, the rising cost of goods. I mean, you know, I really didn't touch too much on that, on the price of gasoline. I mean, I'm going to start riding my motorcycle more than I have in the past. I love getting out on my motorcycle, but it gets 43 miles to the gallon. So I'll be out in the battle on it in the district as I look to save fuel. But, I mean, those are some of the things that we're talking about. And we're trying to get that conversation to turn, Wally. And it's challenging because the Democrats don't want to talk about that. They want to talk about and make excuses for what's actually happening and blaming on something else when it's basically the policies that they've implemented and, you know, the whole energy independent piece is part of that and not allowing us to do the things that we did 2 years ago when we were energy independent.
You know, with Mother's Day just around the corner, do you want to give a shout out to yours?
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate the opportunity. I am very fortunate and blessed. And my mom, I'm so proud of her. And we've had a rough year in the last year, and she continues to hang in there and very fortunate. So a great shout out to Kathy Balderson and a very happy Mother's Day. And thank you for being an incredible light on me.
I always tell people I'm a mama's boy, and I don't care what people think about that.
I am. My little brother was probably a little bit more of a mama's boy, but I'm the mama's boy now.
Now, I know you're a big country music fan. Sad news about Naomi Judd, isn't it?
Awful, awful news. Yes, I am a country music fan, and as you know, me and my one and only, she listens to T100 on her drive up to Westerville every morning. So.
Now, what is your favorite Judd song?
You know, I really don't have a favorite Judd song, Wally. I like them all. You know, I think it's a great loss. She was a great leader in the industry, but she also played a great role in the values of this country. And I think that's something that we should not overlook also.
I always loved Naomi. She had her faith up front.
She did. And I think we need to make that more outspoken in this country right now more than ever.
Absolutely. It's always good to talk to you, Troy, and keep fighting the fight.
Will do, Wally. Thank you, and great catching up with you, and we'll do this again soon.